7. What is up, America? Greetings and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, acne, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs or medications or ingredients, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Best to get on board early. The phone lines fill up pretty quickly. 866-582-9933 is your number, 866-582-9933. If you have questions about ingredients or if you want to know about the longevity formulations, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, 866-582-9933 is your number. You can also go over to brightsideben.com, take a look at the shopping cart with all the longevity products, or you can click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com and start yourself a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or you can simply get your products at the wholesale price for a one-time $10 fee. You can purchase all your longevity products wholesale in addition to starting yourself a business. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team, of course, at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. I want to start winding down this whole serotonin subject that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks. I want to talk about some natural, healthy ways to support serotonin or to help you get off of your SSRIs or help a loved one get off their SSRIs, which, as most of you guys know, is associated with lots of problems. SSRIs, that is, are associated with lots of problems, especially mental health issues. That's because, as you might expect, if you play around with the brain and you play around with brain chemicals and nerve chemicals, you do so at your own peril. Now, for those of you who are not on an SSRI drug and who don't necessarily think they have serotonin issues, you're still going to be able to benefit from some of these strategies. We would all benefit from some of these serotonin-building strategies. Serotonin is important stuff for everyone. And even if you don't have any dramatic health issues or emotional issues or mental issues, anything you can do to support serotonin production is going to be in your interest. Serotonin is a fundamental chemical in all of life, from yeast to algae to bacteria to apes to all kinds of animals, including the human animal. Serotonin is fundamental. And like cholesterol, it's not bad and it's not good. These are terms that really don't apply to essential biochemicals. Serotonin is a must-have biochemical for handling stress. It keeps the body, most notably the blood and the digestive system and the brain, functioning in the face of the ups and downs of daily waking life. It's especially important, by the way, for sun protection. Your skin contains lots of serotonin and serotonin-making cells. In fact, you can think of serotonin as the ultimate quintessential daytime hormone. Now, anything that involves the stress response is going to involve serotonin. In other words, if you've got high blood pressure, if you're dealing with irritable bowel syndrome, if you're dealing with blood clotting problems, if you have cancer, reproductive health issues, especially infertility, or if you have any kind of digestive issues, or any kind of mental issues, emotional issues, psychological issues, you are very likely going to be dealing with some kind of load on the serotonin production system of the body, some kind of extra burden on serotonin production. The first problem, most important problem with serotonin is depletion. Serotonin is a stress management chemical, which means the more stress your body is dealing with, the less serotonin it's going to have. And when I talk about stress, I'm not talking about our family stress, our kids, our relationships with the government, or the IRS. All these are all contributory factors. These can all contribute to stress. But when I'm talking about stress, I'm mostly referring here to physiologic stress. Stress from the sun, stress from food allergies, stress from sugar, stress from processed foods, stress from cigarettes, stress from alcohol, stress from prescription drugs. Prescription drugs are a big, 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 big time stress on the system. This is one of the major issues that I have with prescription drugs as a pharmacist, is this extra burden that you're putting on an already stressed out system. If you're dealing with degenerative disease, your body is dealing with serotonin depleting stress. If you're dealing with any kind of breakdown in the body, you're dealing with serotonin depleting stress. The logical solution to serotonin depletion is not Prozac. The intelligent solution is not SSRI drugs, period, end of story. This is not an intelligent solution. The intelligent solution to serotonin depletion is, first of all, to remove the stressors, or at least minimize them. Anything that puts a burden on serotonin production needs to be eliminated or at least reduced first and foremost if you're dealing with serotonin depletion issues. That means if you've got digestive issues, focus on digestive health. If you're dealing with blood sugar issues, focus on blood sugar health. If you're dealing with stress on the body that's being induced by prescription drugs, get off your darn prescription drugs. Reduce your intake, weaning yourself down off prescription drugs. Obviously, cigarettes, alcohol, lousy food, sugar, food allergies, these are all places that we can work to beef up our serotonin levels, to improve our serotonin levels. This doctor's solution to depletion of serotonin of using SSRI drugs is an iconic, classic example of the utter stupidity and biochemical ignorance of what I've been calling the medical model. What's supposed to happen under normal conditions is, after serotonin does its work, it's sucked back up into nerve cells to keep it from being too active and to keep it from being used. SSRI drugs like Prozac and Zoloft work by keeping this sucking up effect inhibited. They inhibit this vacuum cleaner-like effect. That's what reuptake inhibition is. That's the term, reuptake inhibitors. This is not a good idea. This is a very, very bad idea. Serotonin is a stress chemical. It's a stress management chemical. Just to give you one small example, the word serotonin means blood tightening. Sero for serum or for blood, tonin for tightening. So when you keep serotonin active artificially, pharmacologically, by poisoning the body's reuptake system, you run the risk of, just one example, folks, you run the risk of hypertension, you run the risk of blood clotting, you run the risk of circulatory system anomalies. That's just one thing that can happen when you start to play around with your serotonin levels using drugs. Because the fundamental nature of serotonin and its multiple roles in biochemistry and its multiple sites of action, you run the risk of all kinds of problems, especially mental health issues. Folks, playing around with your serotonin levels pharmacologically is not only an unproven strategy for mental health issues. We still don't know if Prozac works. We still don't know if Zoloft works. But we do know that you run ridiculously higher risks of side effects using serotonin and reuptake inhibitors, in my opinion. To help straighten out your serotonin levels is a very, very ill-advised strategy. Of course, playing around with any chemistry in the body pharmacologically using drugs is utter stupidity at all times, with the exception of emergencies, pain pills, antibiotics, occasionally antibiotics, and perhaps chemotherapy. Pharmaco means medicine, and it means poison. And if you're wondering how poison medicine can be good for you, welcome to the Orwellian doublespeak world of the modern medical model. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue when we come back. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Those of you who were at our talk in Santa Cruz, we had a great time. I'm trying to get a YouTube posted of that. I had a friend of mine filming it, and I'm hoping to get that thing up in the next couple of days. But it was a great time, and thank you so much, Santa Cruz and Bay Area and all the folks who were out there at the Portuguese Hall last Sunday to see myself and Dr. Wallach and Dr. Corey Gold. If you want to learn more about the longevity products that we talk about on the program, you're welcome to head over to brightsidebend.com, take a look at the shopping cart with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or all the folks at Brightside Bend at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or you can click on the Join the Team link on the left-hand side of the page at brightsidebend.com, right next to the shopping cart. Start yourself a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or just get your products at the wholesale price. Click on the Join the Team link and help me in my mission to educate the world about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Our number today, 866-582-9933. Got a line open for you. I want to finish up here. Actually, we got so much I want to talk about here with serotonin. I'm not going to beat a dead horse, folks, but there are strategies that you can use. There are ways that you can wean yourself off of SSRI drugs. If you're on one, you want to get off of it, here's what you're going to need to do. And I'm not going to be able to finish everything I want to say about ways to get off of SSRI drugs, but I want to start at least, we did start last week talking about eating more protein. This is so important, people. Hardly anybody gets the amount of protein that they need. That's because we're cooking our protein, especially if you're doing the self-medicating thing, where you're sugar binging because you're trying to up your serotonin. One of the more interesting aspects of this whole serotonin issue is the fact that serotonin production is regulated by carbohydrate intake. If you eat carbohydrates, you make more serotonin. In other words, you eat carbohydrates, your body upregulates serotonin production. And this biochemical phenomenon where more sugar means more serotonin can be the source of a lot of misunderstandings and a lot of biochemical problems. That's because while the Potatoes Not Prozac crowd, the book Potatoes Not Prozac is a real good example of the misunderstandings around carbohydrate intake and serotonin, the folks who read that book or the gal who wrote Potatoes Not Prozac will tell you that you want to eat more potatoes to raise serotonin. And from a biochemical perspective, that is literally true. If you eat more carbs, you'll probably raise your serotonin level. But too much carbohydrate, especially if it's the wrong kind of carbohydrate, is not a good thing. Now, to be clear here, you need carbohydrates. Most of our calories need to be coming from carbohydrates. 60% or so of our calorie intake should be carbohydrate-based. And this whole low-carb mania that we've been hearing about for the last 15 years is really a source of tremendous misunderstanding. It all started in the early 1990s with the Atkins diet, which was basically eat all the meat and all the fat that you want and restrict your carbs. Now, I knew Dr. Atkins, and I was an admirer of his, and I learned a lot from Dr. Atkins, and certainly he was on the right track with his focus on insulin and blood sugar metabolism as the cause of health distress, especially cardiovascular health distress. Dr. Atkins was one of the early health advisors to recommend reducing carb intake, reducing the intake of insulin-spiking foods to protect the heart. The problem with the low-carb mania and the problem with Dr. Atkins' perspective in the Atkins diet is low-carb mania and the Atkins diet do not distinguish between types of carbohydrates, and for that matter, they don't distinguish between types of protein and types of fat. Dr. Atkins was all about cheeseburgers and bacon and fries and sausage, and I know a lot of folks who think that it's great for them to eat sausage and burgers all day and they'll lose weight, and it's possible they will lose weight because if you don't have your insulin spiking, you may lose weight. But doesn't mean you're going to be healthy, and folks, there ain't nothing healthy about sausage or cheeseburgers for that matter, except for perhaps a little bit of protein that you're getting, but the downside is certainly not worth the upside. It's very difficult to make a cheeseburger and bacon and fries into health foods, as delicious as they may sound to some folks. And Dr. Atkins' low-carb philosophy did not take into account vegetables, and it did not take into account phytonutrients. Veggies are carbohydrates, people. So if you're low-carb, you're low-veggies, and that means low-phytonutrients, and that is not a good thing. What the Dr. Atkins diet ultimately did is it gave people license to eat greasy, highly cooked, low-quality protein and poor-quality fats and leave behind important carbohydrates and even worse, cravings for carbohydrates from fruit juices, desserts, soda, and refined flours tended to increase. When you decrease artificially, force yourself to stop eating carbohydrates from vegetables, you end up craving carbohydrates from fruit juices, desserts, sodas, and refined flours. You end up with this battle, and this is why people will lose weight on the Atkins diet, but they'll end up gaining the weight back for the most part. Most folks that I've seen that lose weight on the Atkins diet will find themselves gaining the weight back because it's very difficult to sustain this anti-carbohydrate willpower battle where you force yourself to stay off of carbohydrates. And as far as serotonin is concerned, the Atkins diet is not just a low-carb diet, it is a low serotonin diet too, which is one of the reasons, or another reason I should say, why folks have a hard time staying on the Atkins diet. We're going to talk about carbs here in a little bit. You absolutely must have adequate carbohydrate intake if you're going to make enough serotonin to keep you from binging, but you gotta choose your carbs carefully. And we'll be talking about that here probably tomorrow. First, I want to finish up this little thing about protein. I hear alternative practitioners and supposed alternative-minded doctors beating up on protein, and in my opinion, these well-meaning healthcare professionals have got it wrong. Numerous studies show that when animals are fed adequate protein, they eat less carbs on their own. They will literally choose not to eat carbohydrates when they eat high-quality protein, that is. Not just any protein, but high-quality protein. They're going to naturally wean themselves away from the carbohydrates. And you can test this out for yourself, the refined carbohydrates. Just do 30 or 40 or 50 grams of protein and see if you still want your pasta or your bread or your rice or whatever your carbohydrate is. Eat 6 or 8 eggs and see if you can still eat your potatoes. Or see if you can try just 1 or 2 eggs and see if your potato intake increases. Meat is okay, of course, but you don't want to cook it too much. And the best kind of meat, the most nutritionally valuable meat, is going to be organ meat. Brain, heart, kidney. These all tend to have higher nutritional value than the regular cuts of meat. They're especially rich sources of vitamins and of minerals. Although, of course, the more you cook your meat, the less nutritional value you're going to get from your meat. Bone soup, of course. Bone soup is a wonderful way to get good, easy-to-absorb protein. Turkey bones, chicken bones, lamb bones. And you'll get even better protein value if you use the whole chicken or the whole turkey and not just the bones. Make sure you throw in some veggies to get your carbohydrates. Throw in some apple cider vinegar. And that way you'll get the most value from the cartilage factors. Apple cider vinegar will help dissolve the cartilaginous factors and release the proteins and the complex sugars. And the veggies will get you minerals and vitamins. Protein and apple cider vinegar, by the way, should always be used together. Unless you're putting your protein in smoothies, your protein's already going to be in solution. But even then, it probably wouldn't hurt to do some apple cider vinegar and some digestive enzymes after your smoothie, too. And eating more protein is also a great way to help wean yourself off of gluten. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side, Genesis Communication Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're here every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. Got all the shows up there, tons of information. It's all free, and there's some really good stuff on there at brightsideben.com. On the archive page, you'll also find a shopping cart with the Ingevity products, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack. If you haven't tried the BTT yet, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, folks, what are you waiting for? It's $50 for a canister, and most folks will notice results within one or two doses. And the sicker you are, the more nutritionally deficient you are, the faster the Beyond Tangy Tangerine goes to work. It's $50 a canister, loaded with nutrients, B-complex, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, MSM, amino acids, a true cornucopia of nutrients. And the folks at Brightside, Ben, can help you out, 866-735-2470, or you can go over to brightsideben.com and take a look at the shopping cart with all the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the Bright Side. Okay, so so much more to talk about here. If you're a vegetarian, you're going to have to take extra care, because a lot of the serotonin building nutrients that are found in protein foods are found especially in meat and in dairy kinds of foods, meat and fish and dairy kinds of foods. There's a few interesting things when it comes to vegetarianism, and I personally am a vegetarian, so I have, or at least mostly a vegetarian. I do eat meat every once in a while, so I guess I'm not a true vegetarian, but certainly there's some health benefits to eating vegetarian style. But you do have to take extra care with your serotonin and your serotonin building, especially if you're running risks of serotonin depletion. And we will talk about that tomorrow, about vegetarianism and protein. And then I'm going to continue on talk about carbohydrates and how important carbs are. Even though most of us have been conditioned, at least folks, most of us who follow health, have been conditioned to believe that there's something wrong with carbohydrates and you should be restricting your carbohydrates. Tomorrow we'll talk about carbs and how important they are, especially how important they are for helping your body make serotonin. That will be tomorrow on our next Bright Side episode. Time to hit the phones. 866-582-9933 is our number. Lines are full, but as soon as somebody drops off, that's your cue if you want to get on board. 866-582-9933. Let's take our first phone call of the day in Nebraska and welcome Diane to the Bright Side. What's up, Diane?
Ben, my husband's 67, and he recently had a urinary tract infection. And after he cleared that up with antibiotics, he is having a very strange, when he urinates, he passes air.
Air?
Yes, air comes out like after his stream.
Now, what, like a sound of air? I've never heard of that.
Pardon me?
Now, how do you know it's air?
Well, he can hear.
You hear like something, like an air sound, the sound of air bubbles.
Yes.
That's interesting. I've heard of bubbles. But I never heard of. Air. But bacteria will produce gases. So if he had a bacterial infection, there's a possibility that there's still some bacteria in there that are producing gases, or there's some residual gases. I wouldn't worry about it too much unless it persists. It should just kind of dissipate if he just had a urinary tract infection. Chances are he's dealing with some of the residual gas production from the bacteria. That would be my only guess. If it continues, that would be something to consider. I've heard of, is it frothy, like bubbly, or you're actually hearing air?
Nope, he doesn't have that frothy. Just air passes. And he seems to think that a lot of times it makes a difference depending on how much water he drinks.
I was about to tell you, if you can get rid of the bubbles if you drink enough water. And that, I was going to tell you that. That can kind of flood out the air bubbles. That's what I would be doing. See if he, have him guzzle a whole bunch of water, like a quart of water all at once, and then when he goes to the bathroom, he should go to the bathroom within a half hour or so after that, and see if that makes a difference. That would be what I would do. And I would think, my guess would be that it has had something to do with the bacteria from the urinary tract infection producing some kind of gas.
I see. Okay,
now, another thing, now, you said there's no bubbles. If there's bubbles, sometimes that has to do with protein in the urine, and that can have something to do with if he's on a high-protein diet. But you're saying it's not bubbles, it's more like it's air. So I would think that it would have something to do with microorganisms that are in the urinary tract infection, that were a part of his urinary tract when he had the infection. That would be my guess. See what happens when he drinks a lot of water. See if that makes a difference. Shoot me an email. Let me know what happens. Will you, Diane?
I will do that, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Guitar Paul in Arizona. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you doing, Ben?
How you doing, Guitar Paul? Good to talk to you on the air.
Well, I'm doing just fine. Hey, I want to talk to you about Guitar Tim. How does that sound?
A musician, I take it. Now, you're a luthier. Are you a luthier? Is that how you say it? Luthier?
A luthier. No, I'm not a luthier. I have an online electric guitar parts business.
Okay.
And, of course, I play and I build amplifiers as well.
Why don't you tell the folks your website, just in case somebody wants to get in touch
with you. It's specialtyguitars.com.
Okay, good deal. And for the folks, a luthier is somebody who makes guitars. Is that right, Paul?
That's correct. Okay. Who actually makes them and repairs them and so on. That's, I've kind of gone more into the electronics end, building vacuum tube guitar amplifiers.
Well, good deal. How can we help you today on the bright side?
Well, I want to talk to you about Tim. Like I said, he's in his mid-50s, and he's been diagnosed as having avascular necrosis of
okay.
the femur head.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so this is a diagnosis, avascular necrosis of the femur head. Avascular means there's no blood. Avascular, without vascularity, without blood vessels. Necrosis means tissue is dying, and the femur head is the top of the leg bone. The femur bone. So basically, avascular necrosis of the femur head is his bones dissolving because they're not getting enough blood. Whenever tissue starts to die secondary to lack of blood supply, the first thing you want to look at is some kind of inflammatory process. Now, you don't want to be thrown off by horrible diagnoses and by fancy medical terminology. The key word that you want to listen to in this diagnosis is necrosis, which means dying. The femur head is dying because it's not getting oxygen, because it's not getting nutrients, and it's becoming toxic. And this is something we talk about all the time on the bright side. All disease is cell disease. And the only thing that causes a cell to be diseased is lack of nutrition, lack of oxygen, or buildup of toxins, And it's the same thing with avascular necrosis of the femur head. The femur head is made up of femur bones or bone cells. I'm sorry, femur cells or bone cells. And what you're dealing with is bone cells that are dying because they're suffocating, because they're not getting enough oxygen, and because they're becoming toxic. So the first thing you want to do is figure out why is this situation occurring, and you'll almost always find some kind of local microinflammation. The cells of that area are swimming in their own toxicity. Inflammatory factors are causing a lack of nutrition. Nutrients can't get through the inflammation. Oxygen can't get through the inflammation, and cells die. So the first thing we need to do is figure out where the inflammation is coming from. The most likely suspect is going to be the digestive tract. Always focus on digestive health first, no matter what your health issue is, but especially if it's some kind of necrosis or some kind of dying off of cells. It's very, very important. I know sometimes I feel like I'm saying this over and over and over again, but you gotta focus on the entrance of toxins into the body through the digestive tract. It is absolutely vital. Maybe you could say, well, it's not always the case that there's a digestive issue. I think it is always the case, but at least you gotta clear the digestive tract as a likely suspect. Hang tight, Paul. We'll finish this one, come back for our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime. time starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Bright Side. Talking to Paul in Arizona, Guitar Paul, about avascular necrosis of the femur. The bone cells of the femur bone are dying because of lack of nutrition, lack of oxygen, intoxication, lack of detoxification, I suppose you could say. Does that make sense so far, Paul?
Yes, it sure does.
Okay, so focus number one on digestive issues. It's kind of like when there's a crime committed, when there's a murder committed. The police will always go to the husband, or they'll always go to the wife, or they'll always go to the spouse, or the boyfriend, or the girlfriend first. Not necessarily that the boyfriend, or the girlfriend, or the husband, or the wife did it, but you always want to clear the most likely suspects first. The digestive system is always the most likely suspect. I've yet to see a case of any kind of inflammatory health issue where there's not digestive involvement. But whether you believe it or not, at least you got to clear the digestive system of a role. You got to eliminate the digestive system as a suspect. That means look for problem foods, do a food diary, use probiotics, bone soup, glutamine, digestive enzymes, apple cider vinegar. There's so many ways you can work with digestive health and wellness. The amino acid glutamine, by the way, is especially important for the digestive tract. Essential fatty acids are important. There's a whole bunch of strategies that you can use for digestive health and wellness, although the most important is going to be to stay away from anything that triggers the inflammatory process or triggers the immune process, and that is problem foods. Secondly, you want to make sure the blood sugar is stable, and that means using more protein and staying away from refined carbohydrates, getting on the sweeties, the chromium and vanadium, a couple other secret ingredients in the sweeties product, especially cinnamon, by the way, which has some real nice blood sugar stabilizing effects. And then also working with adrenal health and wellness, zinc is very important for the adrenal glands. It's also important for the immune system, the digestive system, and also for bone. So that will also help. If he can practice deep breathing techniques, that will improve oxygenation, and it has some nice anti-inflammatory properties, making sure he's getting enough oxygen through respiration, deep breathing, and then blowing off carbon dioxide. And then there's some nice, interesting anti-inflammatory nutrients that I would be using, vitamin E most especially. Vitamin E is very hard to get from food. food. You really need to go out and get a supplement, but it's got some tremendous healing and anti-inflammatory benefits. Our 400 international units of vitamin E is a good place to be. I'd be using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine throughout the day, and I'd be taking extra vitamin C, or maybe around 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. Very important for the circulatory system and very important for bone health. Of course, all your minerals are going to be important. Calcium and magnesium are going to be important, and vitamin D is going to be important as well. Make sure he's getting some sun. That's the best way to get your vitamin D. I'm not really crazy about vitamin D supplements. The sun's probably the best way to get your vitamin D, and then also a cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is a good source of vitamin D because, well, it has vitamin D in it, but it's also a good source because it's got vitamin A in it as well. And vitamin A and vitamin D work together. They're sort of like partners in nutrition. This is one of the problems with supplementing with a vitamin D supplement is you don't get the vitamin A. So around 20,000 international units of vitamin A. With some cod liver oil and some sun, and if he really does want to do a vitamin D supplement, around 5,000 or so IU of vitamin D, vitamin D3 is a good place to be. And then let's see what else. Oh, vitamin K, very important for bone health also. And then don't forget about the B complex. The B complex is not only anti-inflammatory, but it's got some really nice benefits for the circulatory system. You'll get a whole bunch of the B complex in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You may want to throw in a B100 pill, and it never hurts, no matter what you're dealing with, but especially if you're dealing with some kind of degenerative health condition, it never hurts to get a vitamin B12 shot, intramuscular vitamin B12 shots, especially if you've got a digestive problem, because vitamin B12 requires certain factors to be produced in the stomach, and if you're dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid or you have any kind of stomach problems, you may not be getting the full benefits of a vitamin B12 supplement. You can bypass some of that with a vitamin B12 shot. Tons of ways you could work there, Paul. Nobody has to deal with this kind of problem. And you know what, Paul? The medical model has nothing to offer. They can provide you no help for something like a necrotic condition of the bone. There's nothing they can do. The medical model is helpless at the cell level. And while all disease is cell disease, nothing exemplifies this more than a necrotic or dying off condition, especially dying off condition in the bone that's related to problems with the circulatory system. So there's nothing you can do with the medical model, but there's a heck of a lot he could do if he straightens out his digestive system, works on his blood sugar system, works on the adrenal system, and gets on a nutritional supplement program, especially the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Sweeties, the Chromium and Vanadium. Is that good, Paul? Anything else you want to ask?
That's very good. I really appreciate it. I think that gives him a lot to run with.
Tons. Let me know how he does. Will you? Stay in touch.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. All right, moving on. Let's see. John in New York. What's going on, buddy?
Hello?
John, how you doing?
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, well, it's not New York. It's Texas.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, John.
Anyways, Ben, wife, 60 years old, 115 okay. pounds. I have her on the blood sugar pack.
Okay.
Little history. Three strokes, mini strokes in the back of her brain that controls the speech, eyes, blah, 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 whatever.
Okay.
They could not find a reason for the stroke, but they had her on all the two different cholesterol medicines.
Before or after? Before the stroke?
Before.
Well, of course they're not going to blame the medicine. Yeah. They're not going to blame the medicine, but, you know, that could very likely have had an effect. Go ahead, sorry.
I told the neurosurgeon I knew what it was with the cholesterol medicine, and she didn't say nothing. She just hung her head and didn't look at me. But anyways,
all right.
Two different blood pressure medicines. I've got her off all that crap. Got her down. She's on right now half 5 milligrams of a blood pressure medicine, but she's still having these dizzy spells and blurred vision.
Okay. Residual? Did they tell you there's residual damage in the brain?
Yeah, a little bit. They said there was a little bit of blockage.
Okay. All right. Well, I got the picture here. Let me give you a couple ideas. First of all, she's compromised. She's got some breakdown issues, and she's going to have to take, for the rest of her life, she's going to have to take special care in how she treats her body, most especially what she puts inside her body. And of course, that means food. Any pro-inflammatory food needs to be avoided like the plague. There's no room for error. Given her stroke and the residual damage in her age and her blood sugar problems, she doesn't have any room for error. She doesn't have any room to indulge herself in the standard American diet. It's extremely important that she stays away from processed foods and inflammatory foods. Your inflammatory foods are mostly foods that are processed and foods that are sugar foods and processed fats, hydrogenated or trans fats. So she's not going to be able to eat like her friends anymore if she's really serious about taking care of herself. The good news is that she can take care of herself. She can do a lot of good things, but she's not going to be able to participate in the same kinds of social activities that her friends are participating in at barbecues and at restaurants and that kind of thing. So she's got to be super, super, super vigilant about her food intake, sticking to whole foods, foods that are not processed, foods that don't have a lot of ingredients in them. The best way to go is going to be to up her protein, use a protein powder. I like whey protein. If she can't do the whey, then she should use hemp seed powder. There's also a new protein powder out that's made with sprouts, raw sprout powder, and you can find that. That can be helpful also, although nothing's as good as whey protein. But if you can't do the whey, do the hemp seed or the sprout powder for her protein. In fact, she should probably be eating sprouts. In fact, we should all be eating sprouts. Have her focus on eating less food. The less food she eats, the more energy her body will have to do the repair, and the less toxins it's going to have to deal with, the less processing of toxicity it's going to have to deal with. All food requires processing, and that processing requires energy that's going to be taken away from the healing process. So more protein, less calories, less caloric intake. This will add years to her life, by the way, in addition to helping her feel better. Secondly, make sure she's getting enough essential fatty acids. I'd be using the Ultimate EFAs from Longevity. Three capsules three times a day is a good starting point for her. Have her use the essential fatty acids after meals, and it probably would be a good idea for her to get on some digestive enzymes both after meals and between meals. After meals, the digestive enzymes will help her absorb her food, and then between meals, the digestive enzymes have anti-inflammatory properties. And Guitar Paul, by the way, I forgot to mention that. If you're still listening, the digestive enzymes are wonderfully anti-inflammatory for your friend. So for your wife, digestive enzymes, after meals, along with the essential fatty acids and apple cider vinegar. Now, stabilizing the blood sugar is going to be very important. I put her on the Sweeties. Did you say she's on the Sweeties already?
She's on Sweeties, yeah.
Good deal. Continue on the Sweeties, continue on after meals, and have her on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine if she's not already on it. You may also want to throw in some extra B vitamins, especially vitamins B1 and B3, which are super important for sugar metabolism. And then also, the mineral zinc is very important for the blood, for a circulatory system, as well as for sugar metabolism, as is the mineral magnesium. And then also the amino acids taurine and arginine can be helpful for brain health, as well for blood sugar health. And there's so much more here. John, if you could call back tomorrow, that'd be awesome, because there's a lot more that I want to tell you about dealing with stroke issues and residual damage from strokes. Thanks so much for your call. Thank you, everybody, for your calls, and thanks for your emails and your Facebooks. I appreciate all you guys. I love all you guys. I'm very, very grateful for you. We'll be back tomorrow on The Bright Side, and we'll talk about how you can deal with serotonin issues if you're a vegetarian. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Fenn. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.